Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Racing Across America Mobile Studios at City Dock, finish line with Ram. And we're here at the great capacity. We've got Gavin Buckley, the mayor of Annapolis, joining us. Gavin, thanks very much for taking the time.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. This is always a pleasure to be here. I've been coming out since 2009. What does Race Across America really mean to the city of Annapolis?
I think what it means to me is it's a great international time in the city. You have all these contestants from all over the world, and finishing a grueling event in our beautiful city on the water, we love it. We really love it.
Well, it's really a jewel for people to ride into. I mean, it's beautiful. You cross the country, you start out on the sand, the waves, the ocean side, and then right here, it's just pristine.
Yeah, it's such a cool little town, and I was lucky enough, and you can tell my accent's not from here. It's a little south of here. But I was lucky enough to find it. I came in on a boat and never left.
What is it about Annapolis that you moved here, but you obviously wanted to get into politics and become the mayor? Why?
I think, you know, it's a beautiful town and it's got a lot of potential. So, and you know, when you live somewhere, you want to make it better for your kids and your grandkids, and you have ideas that you think you can translate. And one of those big ideas for me is what we've seen all over the country, connectivity and bike paths, and making your bike infrastructure really an asset for the city. So I'm going to be working hard on that in the next 4 years.
I really like hearing that. Are you a cyclist yourself?
Yeah, I'm a cyclist, so I've got a road bike and an off-road bike, and I can't say I've been distances like this, but maybe 100 miles, that's all I've been. So I've done a couple of those. Riding on the roads here, because we haven't got enough infrastructure, we haven't built up that respect for bikers that you see in Europe and stuff like that. So I'm going to work hard to make sure that we put pedestrians first, then cyclists, and then walking first.
I mean, that is very scary. Coming from a older world, it's an eye opener. There's some small steps that you can take to reduce that infrastructure, because obviously that's not something that we need to start with.
This year, I've only been in office for 5 months. This year, we're going to do a pop-up bike path right down the middle of our historic Main Street, on one side of our historic Main Street. We've got city bike shares coming in the next 2 to 3 months. And so I'll extend the bike path by a couple of miles in one hit, this one pop-up idea. And at the same time, when I extend the bike path or create this bike path, I can extend the sidewalks and create some cafes down my Main Street that don't exist right now. So I think how do you pick that kind of, make people realize, you know, what a good idea it is when actually consider it right up the field.
I would think that would be really accepted by the neighborhood cafe.
Yeah, because, you know, we've got good bike paths, there are also running paths and walking paths and all that, so they get shared. And we've got lots of, you know, 5,000 kids at the college there that, you know, there's places to go. You can run out to Greenbury Point, but there's no real safe shoulder to get you out there on parks around the town that are beautiful, but they're not that easy to get there on the fly. I'm going to make it easy for that.
I know you're on a really tight discussion. You have to say that the competitors that are coming in, it's great to have you here on the
finish. Yeah, and I want to say thank you guys for choosing this town to finish the race here. It means a lot to the city of Annapolis. I'm going to try to circle back around with a little citation for you guys. So just to thank you for making our town your finish line. And when I get a bit more time, because we'll get a bit more organized, and we're going to correct all the party for you next year.
Kevin Buckley, thanks very much for joining us. Really appreciate you taking the time to do
it. Cheers. Thanks. Thank you. Mr. Cadillac?
No. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.